Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, I guess I got it.
Yes, sir. You betcha. I haven't done anything. I had a couple of operations. The dog stole the red farm, but then they had to go down there and stick their farm in and haul the sale going through 34 feet of stuff and finally do another one. How are you feeling? Well, if the kid is going together, the kid is going normally comes out about your belt line and then went up to the chest and stick the arm down and get it. That's to every place in hand, that made it very soon. I'm going back today or two. Y'all gonna get through this week, aren't you? Well, I'm sorry I didn't.
Finish the supplemental this afternoon. No great kick-up. That's not gonna hurt. They got the conference report out on higher education. And then they got the pay bill. Other than that, it's okay. And we'll make it by Saturday night. So,
Everett, have they brought anything in on brass at all?
Well, it's one of those damn things. It's that laundry estate.
That's right, but I had all that looked into. Drew Pearson started that, and John Williams raised it, but there's not anything in that. Now, you're a good enough lawyer to know that,
yeah. But
I saw you on television last night, and it kind of concerned me because you said that you implied that he had something new, and I don't want this man...
I'll tell you what it was. Some damn real estate man came around yesterday, said he had bought his law firm, and after the contract had been signed on a deal, that Bress's firm changed the contract and cost the client $130,000. That guy is up there with Williams tonight in Williams' office. What it amounts to, I don't know. But the minute these things hit the print, you know, everybody's little brother is out there manufacturing devilry. But on Mars, I told Bob today, I got a hell of a lot of stuff going over to Capri and Italy. I'll tell you that privately sometime. But I said, I'm going to make just a frontal approach and say that Morrissey is not qualified for the bench, and let it go at that. So we ought to get the vote early in the afternoon, I think.
Well, I don't think that makes that's up to you, Senators. Y'all recommend judges. Y'all keep support each other. Well, that's your problem, not mine. That's the president. The president has to kind of submit who you recommend.
Yeah. I sat all day through the hearing on this as a member of the subcommittee. This guy hasn't got what it takes. I feel kind of sorry for him.
Well, now Bress has though, and you ought to stay with Bress. You started out with him. Now don't throw in the towel on Bress.
I won't to begin with, certainly. We'll see what is developed. But John is going to kick up one hell of a day.
Well, he has been doing it that, but you've been helping him for 6 weeks now, and it's enough's enough. And John oughtn't to be more powerful than the Senate and the President and everybody else. He's not that big a man, Everett.
Well, I can tell you this. Rusk has sat in through all of these things. And frankly, he is not persuaded yet that John is right. Because there is such a thing, you know, as really nailing down the case. And John hasn't nailed it down. That's just for your ears.
Well, go on and get him confirmed before you go home.
Well, I think you'll get confirmed.
Okay, my friend.
They're on Morris. I don't know.
Yeah, well, that's I understand that.
Well, you understand.
Yeah.
I wanted you to understand.
Yeah, I do.
Well, I hope you're feeling good.
I will, and I'll see you before I go.
Go off to that ranch now.
I will.
And behave yourself.
Thank you for calling.
And everything's going to be all right.
Okay.